Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24 to 27. Quickly. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but only one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. 25. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate or disciplined in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air. 27. But I keep my body under. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I've preached to others, when I've run my race, when I've done my part, that I should still be a castaway. Psalm 19 verse 2. Psalm, the book of Psalm, verse chapter 19 and verse 2. He said, day unto day uttereth what? What does the night reveal? Your night seasons are seasons of revelations. I want to share with you briefly on gaining mastery. Give me Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10. Proverbs 9 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is what? Aha. That means as far as God is concerned, if you know many things about Him, but you've not had an experience with His holiness, with His person, there are certain levels of spiritual understanding that will be taken from you. You will not be allowed to come into them. So we may be looking at the same thing. We may be reading John 3:16, but we are seeing different things. Because the knowledge of the Holy gives what? Understanding. Proverbs 15 and verse 14. Proverbs 15. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools, what does it feed on? Foolishness. That which heaven does not approve. Foolishness. That which satisfies the flesh. Foolishness. That which makes sense to man but irritates heaven. Foolishness. Cunningly devised fables. Foolishness. You may doubt it, you may argue it. You may even tell yourself, let me enjoy my life. Life only delivers to those who gain mastery. Whether it's in spiritual things, is Charles around? There's a particular mechanic somewhere in Ikeja. Charles took me there. Anytime the car has defied all scientific, psychological, and spiritual solution, that is the man we take the car to. Then the man will use computer to type your invoice. He wants to tell you what the problem is, so he will type it. He doesn't talk. He will now send you an email. As if I know what crankshaft is. It's just like telling somebody who didn't study computer science, who read linguistics. You see, there's a BIOS in your motherboard that we need to bring out. And you know, the moment you hear motherboard, your brain has will just fly away. Because that's a new computer. See, we need to attempt to see if we can change that BIOS, whether the laptop will come on. So you are afraid. You because you know the price. After the attempt, they will tell you the price. The price is not attempt, though. You must pay that one. But the repair is what? Attempt. Why do I take the card there? For printing on letterhead, we add it to the cost. Then it will tell you, before you start pricing, don't price. Deductible, 5%. So I called him, I said, why are you doing like this? Can't you just talk to me? Where did you learn this work? Oh, he said, I used to work with Under Company. I said, oh, Abajo. So he left Under Company after mastering the process, the procedures, knows all the issues that can happen to a Honda car as far as the manufacturer is concerned. Then he transported that knowledge and calls it Okoli and Sons. But Okoli has computer. Okoli has printer. Okoli has letterhead, colored. And somebody must pay. I don't think there's anything he did for us that was less than 100,000. I'm not too sure. When I take the car to him, my heart is always skipping because I don't know what he will say. Is it possible to be in Lagos? Is there any car in Lagos that has a regular sound? Is there any car you know in Lagos that when you start it, it starts like, you know, when they say, Ekun kebi eku, Eyen kebi eyen. I don't know how to. What that means is that when you go to the forest, the bed, that bed on, you know, there's a way a bird chirps. You know that's a bird. But if you go to the forest, the bird is now barking. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, he said the bird is not talking the way we expect it to talk. So you know that this forest, don't go there. Because you may go there and see a lion taking tea. And then, so, I have a feeling that, apart from whatever language they speak in heaven, and Jewish language, the other language is Yoruba. Because Yoruba language has a way of saying it in a way that you can't really explain it. You just need to understand it. When they say eku, kebi eku, and apologies to our online people, just type it in Google. See something. Anything you see, take it. This man, I am restricted. I don't have a choice. I go to him. He collects my money. I cry. But I go away. Mastery. Mastery. There was a brother that we brought from Wari then, that day. That I think, well, he was homosexual. He speaks in tongues. He's born again. But he's gay. He came here. So, why didn't you go to your pastor? We are wired and gifted differently. You say, Pastor, if I'm with a man in the room, it's as if I should remove his shirt. I say, me, if you are in my room, I know they wear shirt too. That means I'm in trouble. I say, if it's a woman, I say, I just see them like my colleagues. 15 minutes and it was delivered. Why did he travel through a night bus to meet a man he has never met before? I met him first in front of this building. 15 minutes later, he walked out free. And then he got back to wherever he came from. And then he called me and said, Pastor, there's a problem. I said, problem again? I expect testimony. Say, it's like if I'm walking now, I just see a woman. My mind will just be doing one kind. I said, hey. Okay, your miracle has started. Now you need to go and join a unit in your church and be serving God. Don't just be walking on the street. Because you can see something that, you know, all those worried Naya Delta. If you are not strong, you can't be a Christian there. It's not this Lagos thing. Or you go to, like my dad that went to Calabar to do NYC. And it was prayer they used to bring him back. My dad says, I like Calabar people. I say, Baba, you are married, you come home. So when I wanted to go to school, I chose Unical. I wanted to see what my dad was looking for. You see how generational? Okay, let me. This story is not your business, but it's a real story. Why do I take my car? Even though I don't feel like giving him 100,000. And I take it to him. And I say, help me fix this car. And I go home and sleep. And he brings the car to me. And the car is okay. Why will somebody enter a bus all through the night and is delivered in 15 minutes? A CEO of a company, he has his own company. But people don't know that that's what he is. Mastery. Huh? Mastery. Say, he that seeks for mastery is what? Temperate. Go back to 1 Corinthians 9. Disciplined in how many things? Some of those things that were calculated under all, they are not primary to his calling, but they are essential if he wants to stay in that journey. Did you hear what I said? I said many of those things that are under the category of all things. That's 25 or 26 or something. 25. Every man. You see the word there is every man. It's not whether you're a pastor or a businessman. If you don't want to play politics in your office, you must go for mastery. If you don't want to be saying, you know, let me carry your bag for you. You know, my MD, when we appointed him, he said to us, call me Pato. This wicked man, say his name is Patrick. So you call him Patrick. When you see him in the elevator, he's not a MD that is only media assistant that is talking for him. This one, he comes out to talk. He sends his email himself. He's not people who just gathered 27 special assistants to be defending him on Chinese television. It's not that kind of MD I'm talking about. He's not MD that refused to talk when COVID was killing people. This particular MD, he comes out. When you see him, in fact, at some point, people stop following the elevator. Because he will just enter with you. And when he enters with you, he says, are you familiar with the product knowledge on so-so product? He will be talking. He says, which kind of it? He let this elevator open. Let me get out. Then he will ask you your name. Look at your ID card. Then he will send a mail to the whole bank. I spoke to Benga Shafer this morning. He exhibited proficient knowledge in our new bank product. What are we doing? That's kind of painting there. He said, these are the kind of people we need in this bank. Then people will be calling you to congratulate you. Your zonal manager will call you to congratulate you. Your regional manager will say, yeah, it's in my zone. All of them will be commenting. For what? Eye service. If you don't want to be pushed to the side, you must have, first of all, knowledge. Knowledge. If you don't want to be prostrating, money, sir. Yes, sir. Let me help you, say no. Why are you helping me? Call me Pato. Because the day I will sack you, I will still be Pato. All this, yes, sir. Hypocrisy. Yes, ma'am. Meanwhile, your mind, you are saying, what does she have that I don't have? If you see a lady that respects another lady, there's something she's seeing. Women know they send themselves. Yes. Okay. Skip. Should I shake this table? Huh. Listen to me. You can have prophecies over your life. Huh? God told David he will be king. Has he ever been king before? Was anybody in his lineage, have they been a king before? So do you think it was a coincidence that God allowed Saul to run mad so that they can bring David into the palace? When God is moving on your behalf and you are saying, no, I know the prayer that Samuel prayed for me is not to come and be playing guitar here. They said I will be king. When they asked him to come and play guitar, did God say go? Did God say don't go? When God speaks, the next thing to do is to watch out for divinely opened doors. You may not hear a voice again, but you'll be seeing movement. If your spirit is not sharp, you will not see that God is doing something. They ask you to take a training in the office. You're like, why are they always disturbing me? There is no boss that doesn't like a sharp person. Even if it's the devil doesn't like people who are not sharp. Or you don't know. Satan doesn't like people who are not sharp. They give you cocaine, go and deliver in Cambodia. You have not even gotten to the airport. You are still at Maryland, they have arrested you. You've not even gotten there. It was this yellow fever here that stopped you. You can't even hide it. Say, what do you have in your boot? You say you want your destiny to shine. You cannot even carry on that. I say, even Satan, if they breathe, say, are you sure this guy can do it? You don't want any mistake. Say, yeah, I'm a sharp shooter. I say, okay, yeah, shoot that person. I say, hey, get out of here. You are just learning. We are not playing here. We kill people for a living. Before you join us, you kill your mother. Get out. This one is not ready. What does it mean to gain mastery? You see, when I was sharing with you in the first service, and I said, when you feel threatened, and you go to the, let's say somebody in your neighborhood, because some of you now, you don't believe that there are witches and wizards again. No problem. Just continue. God's servant, man of God, you hear this one. We were in church. Not me, the man of God. A woman came in with her baby on the back. She came late. Sat down beside this man of God, who was a brother as at then. And they were praying, Father, let your power move in this service today. Let your glory move in this service today. And the elderly man of God saw the woman coming in from the door. And he left the altar. You know, in those days, we don't use microphone. It's your tambourine. He was shaking the chair and he was coming down. Say, the woman was doing like this. He's praying. You are a witch and you are shaking. Who are you praying to? One of the greatest strength of witchcraft is camouflage. One of the greatest strength of witchcraft is camouflage. If you cannot see beyond it, they will continue to it. He said to the woman, why did you come into this church like this? He said, Daddy, good morning. Say, Daddy, say, don't kneel down for me again. You came in walking on your head and your leg was up. The next time you try it, you'll be struck. You'll be struck by the power of God. The brother expected the woman to say, Daddy, why are you insulting me? I know I came late. Do you know what she said? I'm sorry, I won't do it again. And everybody was there. Fine. God, you move today. You move today. Everybody spiritually blind. Nobody saw it. That pastor said, God, I don't want to be blind. See the woman I sat with today. She used her head to enter the church. Nobody saw it apart from the pastor. Let me give you another one. We had a meeting. I'm not there. The other. So, in our old churches, and I know it still happens there, it's just that here there's no respect. when a minister comes, like if as I'm preaching now, Papa Ayo will be here with us next week for our anniversary. Okay? So it's going to be a great time. It's been a great 6 years. And next Sunday is also his birthday. So we're going to celebrate him. It's going to be a great time. So, and it's one service. So don't fast next Sunday. Except the Holy Ghost tells you. I know you will laugh because some of you love food. They said, you know, in those days, if a senior man of God comes in, maybe like the area, maybe like a reverend that is from the area headquarters or a diocese or something, it is the most senior man of God that will preach. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whoever is the most senior there, even if it's your own parish, you have to allow. So this man, reverend came from the like headquarter. So there's, he now said, let somebody lead us in prayer. You know, pastor's prayer meeting. I'm talking about gaining mastery. Spiritual thing is not guesswork. Oh. So as I'm looking at her, as she's fine like this, she must have be from the water, she must have water spirit. It's not easy. That's why you are still unmarried. Because you are using fine face to know who has water spirit. The water spirit, when they come, they will not even wear makeup. Everybody that is yellow and fine is from the marine world. Each of you to tell us you like fine things. Then we can help you. I recommend. Then the brother, one of the leaders, the pastors, prayed in Yoruba. And the pastor was looking at him. And when he finished, he asked them a question. How can you people be holding church here? And people are praying in this church and they have calabash under their garment. Oga, lift up your cassock. See the person that did opening prayer for us. Then later you say God is not moving. That's why men, you see them now, they wear their amok. You people don't know amok. They wear their amok regalia and sit in front. You don't know amok. Go and Google it. Ogboni. There's also ROF, Reformed Ogboni Fraternity. People are spiritually blind because they don't gain mastery. You have a problem. You are using Google. You are using Google to find the source of the problem. Was Google there when it happened? See, the issue of mastery, whatever your area is, desire to be the best. God may give you a prophecy, but God will not teach David how to rule. He has to learn it in the palace. Regardless of your prophecy, it is one thing to receive a prophecy. It is another thing to see the full manifestation of that prophecy. To see the full manifestation, you must gain mastery. You must go beyond the realm of knowledge. What did Paul teach us? He said that we may know the love of God, which is what? More than knowledge. That means there is a higher realm beyond knowledge. In God's throne is called what? Love. Let me tell you. There is nothing you are going to do. Whether you want to start a business, whether you want to be a pastor, whatever it is you want to do, if that thing, that quest has not taken food from your mouth, if it has not taken sleep from your eyes, you have not started. Bishop Erekpo made a statement. He said, why we are going to start Covenant University? He said, I got the books from Oxford. I got Harvard. I got Cambridge. He got all the top journals of the best schools in the world. He said, and I began to read it. He said, I read everything. And when I was done, I said to myself, Covenant University will be among the league of top universities all over the world. He said, because I have found the key. He said, some of you are looking for visa. What you need is a website address. Go to the website and see those who have gone ahead of you and see what they did. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. You can better the wheel, but see it first. Say, Pastor, I'm still praying. I'm going to start. You will never start. Because the land is filled with giants. They prefer you to be praying so that they will be in charge. But if Joshua needs to take that city, he has to take his sword and enter there with Caleb. The scripture talks about the spirit of Bezalel, a man upon whom God put his spirit in all forms of craftsmanship. The uniqueness of Bezalel's anointing is the final touch. When he touches it here and touches, it's as if it is not the same thing we have been doing. He has an unusual anointing that only manifests when you need excellence. Don't be deceived. God loves excellence. There is such a thing as the poverty of the mind. It is when the mind is bereft of details and excellence. Go back home. Lift that bed up. Sweep it. Go back home. Look at your kitchen. Stop keeping those fine plates for visitors. Use it to eat. Just our parents will just be stacking plates. We will never have anywhere to keep clothes again. They will be stacking plates up. Say. We celebrate them. Meanwhile, you are using aluminium to eat. You now buy all those five plates, you put it on top, say for Visto. In your own house, Visto is enjoying more than you. And when they come, you give them minerals, not cocoa, minerals. You drink water or Zobo. At the end of the day, we love your house. We love your house. Now that one will go chop. You don't finish my food. Chop my plate. You will still be the one to wash the plate. And then you take it back up. God forbid bad thing. May you not be bereft of excellence. When my wife went to Dubai, they got to the hotel and they were looking for the switch to turn on the light. There was no switch. As the thing sees your footstep, the light will on. I say, oh my God, how will heaven be? In Dubai, you don't even need, they don't use switch. Say, oh God, we'll go by like this area now. We don't count them. Now 24, we'll go by. So that I go cover every day. And this one, we'll go, we don't need two here. We'll just do one. Imagine somebody who sells switches in Dubai. How will he make money? Say, this, now, you see, that area, you get one wiring where they do it, we'll go correct them. We'll come put one switch there. I say, okay. All that thing at 25,000. You are there, say, that man, he seems to know the work. You can see the way he's talking. You now get to Dubai. All your hair filled with switches. You now get to Dubai. Where's the hotel? Okay, let's go. Even the door, no key. No key. Can you? I want you to imagine it. See, what's the matter? I said, I lost my bunch of keys. I told Shodi, my brother, that place, no key. No switch. There are some of them, they have voice. Okay. Make sure you make heaven know. Oh Lord, I beg you. Just try. Make heaven. It will be worth it. I'm telling you. He just said, the light. And as you walk past that place, the light will go off. He said they are saving energy. Once you walk past that, the light will off. Once you come back, it's on. Mastery is beyond knowledge. You compete with yourself. You push your limit. You test yourself. Why can't we find the kind of anointing that was upon Catherine Kuhlman again. People are just satisfied with preaching. Grammar, no power. Why are the sick not being healed? Why are the blind? Why is that when we see one blind eye, we are wowed? Why is Peter's shadow not casting out devils again? Did he not say greater works? Did Jesus' shadow cast out anything? Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen to me. Whether it's in your career, whether it's in your ministry, the world will only give you space when you have displayed not just knowledge, but mastery of the entire system. Stop fooling around on Instagram. Those things are time wasters. Except you are making money there, you have no business. Just go in and come out quickly. There are a few things that your future will rest on. Let me give them to you quickly. Number one, your future will rest on the word of God. What has God said to you? Apart from all the noise, what has Baba said to you? Number two, your relationship with God. If you play with it, you have given the devil a huge advantage. Because it is those who know their God. It is not a Christian verse. If you enter the boxing ring with somebody who is a Buddhist and he has mastery of his idol and religion, he will defeat you, even though potentially you are stronger. I know it's shocking, but think about it. I didn't say it's more powerful than you. But when you have, how do you gain mastery? When you are not known, when you are still being hidden by God, when Elijah has not been released, he will be testing everything God has given him to be sure that thing is working. Oh yeah, fire. Wish the thing will fall. It's okay, okay. Let's go to the other side. Fire. Say, okay. Oh yeah. Fire. It is, they work. Okay. Oh yeah. Rain. He turned himself to airbender, firebender, everything bender. He was bending everything. Iron bender. So that when he comes out in the public, say, pray now. He say, oh God. To avoid all those drama, do the prayer when you are in the secret place. Why will you be using 3 hours to cast out the devil? Because you have not prayed 3 hours when you are alone. Laziness. Nothing about a man's destiny and grasp on mastery like excuses. Another word for excuse is laziness. I'll do it tomorrow. You're a lazy drone. I'll do it next tomorrow. I'll take that course tomorrow. Pastor, I don't know why they're always rechanting me. It's because of this, your laziness. I came to the office before her. Do you know how much pressure people face in their offices? And yet your office expects you during your appraisal to come and tell them how you have developed yourself in the last 1 year. Talk to me now. Say, how have you added to yourself? Is your work I'm doing? Is your work? All these customers say, everything is customer say. When you start your business, you will now know that your job is not to be the friend of your employee. Because that's how they'll start stealing your things. How are you? Did you sleep well? Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Okay, let's do Bible study. Madam, do your Bible study before you come. Huh? When you enter this place, it's work. No WhatsApp, no Instagram, no boomerang. Somebody will show you something. Boomerang, they'll be shaking like Shakespeare. Yeah, no boomerang. In fact, in my office, I'm the one that normally collects everybody's phone and I hide it. It's my work. It's why they are paying me that arm robber salary to be collecting people's phone. Your relationship with God is one of your greatest assets. Don't play with it. Because there are certain things God will give you simply because he likes you and he trusts you. Not because you earned it. And people who want to fast and pray. It's not fasting and prayer. It is consistency in your relationship. If I have a wife that is always giving me headache, maybe out of 365 days, I use Panadol 100 days. So instead of buying now a Bugatti, we'll be going from camp to camp, praying and fasting, because that's what we need. This 2021, I don't want to be taking, Diclofenac. And I don't want to be taking Panadol extra. Because every time she talks to me that I have the thing will just be coming like this, like a string. So we'll be praying. You say, ah, Baba, I'll take care of your wife. Now I say, no, we are praying now. When we get to where we are going, we will buy Bugatti. Mastery. Number three. Your consistent growth in the Lord. I'm talking about not just your relationship, but consistency. There are people that try to come. Oh my God, my time's up. There are people that come close to God today. Then 3 weeks later, God will not see their address. Listen to me. You cannot be a truly spiritual person and be away from fellowship of saints. To be away from the fellowship of saints is spiritual pride. Write it down. Tell him I said so. You may explain it away. You may give yourself a good excuse. But if you give your boss that excuse and he takes it from you, then God will take it. Listen to me. When you say I'm devoted to your praise, it's not a my statement. Oh. It's not my statement. Consistent growth. Not that you grow today by 15%. Then you now have a loss of 45%. You didn't grow now. You are losing capacity. You are losing gravity. You are losing space. You must have consistent growth in the Lord. And that is in your relationship. It's the way you organize your life. It is the way you tell yourself at certain times of the day, you can't reach me. If you call me, you call fire. I will not pick. If you call me, call me, call me. Send message now. Must I pick? That's why it's called my phone. Meanwhile, after I tell you what to do, it is still that thing in your mind you are going to do. Why are you not calling? Leave me now. Ah, just leave me. This is 2021. Leave me. Fimile. Ah. You know you are not ready to grow. You know you are not ready to fast. But you want somebody that is fasting to be praying for you. Wicked person. I will generate my anointing. I will not give you. Irony. Glory, let me go and sit down. Things that your destiny will rest on in the future. Your knowledge base. What do you know of God? What do you know about God? What are the things you believe that nobody can shake from you? Are you the person that you go somewhere and they are saying something and then it easily moves you? When it's not established in the word of God. You have seen moved by every wind of doctrine. You allow miracle move you. I will take you somewhere, may I say, to altar. Give you power there. You'll be making people fall down. Doing all kind of things. I think they gave you something that day. Because that's the idea I allow him preach. I'm checking. I want to be sure that he has not brought strange altar. Need to check it, man. Your knowledge base, your mastery of spiritual things, your mastery of your field, your mastery of your field. I worked in the bank while I became, you see, your frustration is the key to the next phase. While I became frustrated, I went to the exam hall. I started sitting for my qualifying exam as an HR professional. I did it and I did. I hit the thing first level. I hit the thing second level. The thing I had me at that second level. There's a particular course, research method or something. Operation research. That one that held me to the wall in a corner. Gave me uppercut. Gave me uppercut. Gave me uppercut. Gave me uppercut. Till I started bleeding. Gave me again. Gave me again. Gave me again. Then I look at it. This battery is too much for me. This battery is too much for me. Then I ran. You know where I ran to? I didn't run to God. I ran into the hands of a private teacher. Save me. this thing has embarrassed me twice. Save me. Do you know who the brother was? He's one of my tellers. Did you hear what I said? The person that taught me that I passed was my teller. I paid him 20,000. He would take me to Yaba Tech every Saturday and be teaching me. This one, this is why you are not getting it. I said, okay. Say, we know what we know. We've been in this industry for 7 years. By the grace of God, no, we've been this Monday. I knew when this area was a bush. You are not greater than what you know. You are not greater than what you know. Celebration of age is stone age philosophy. How old are you? I'm 24. I'm older than you. I'm 26. Something in this 20. People are celebrating age as if they are using to collect something. Even if it is one day, you cannot get it in the market. That's why you are where you are. That's why you are where. The person you are insulting has started a PhD. The person you are talking about will sit to the MD of the company and they'll be discussing, okay, can we do it like this? Can we do that? But your own, when they decide, they'll tell you, take the file. Go and give it to procurement because there's nothing you are useful for. Take the file. Let those of us here be the, we are strategic thinkers. Success has no coloration. Mastery has no coloration. That thing in your hands, become the best at it. Do ICANN, do NCCA, do CFA, do MBA, do PhD, do everything. Let your head be boiling. When they put their stethoscope and everything inside, they'll be seeing the teeth where it's shaking. It's knowledge. It's when you don't have anything, you make Kim Kardashian your mentor. So I just like the way she does her things. Kim Kardashian, I like the, though she's not born again, but I just like the way she does her things. And they say you're in the prayer unit. Let me go and sit down. Come on, say I'm a wise master builder. These are the things fighting people and they think God is weak. Poor attitude. To yourself, oh, not even to your destiny, to yourself. When my friend, he's a trained engineer, when he started studying to become a chartered accountant, I called him, I said, why? When we check your record in the spiritual, my engineer with you, where did be this one? He said, you know now, we have to develop. I said, hey, why? Go do master's for engineer. He said, no. He crossed from engineering till he became chartered. I was still there with my HR. If not for that boy, that my teller, that God used to cover my secret. You want to struggle without fathers? You want to struggle? You want to struggle? You think you can get everything yourself? Some, there are doors that will not open except somebody hold your hand. And if you are very proud, the person will be someone under you. You cannot humble yourself. Let me go and sit down. Are you getting blessed? I want you to be angry this week. I want you to be angry. There's a kind of anger that is healthy for you. The devil will know this one has woken up. Develop yourself. Stop that nonsense. Stop saying, hey, there's no money. Hey, I don't have money. I can't eat. Hey, I can't fast. I can't pray. I can't. I hope your vision in life is not just to be a housewife or house husband. Have you seen David, you are blocking me. David, you are blocking me. Have you seen the kind of people Jesus chose as his disciples? Where did Jesus find Peter? Where he was making money? What about Matthew? He was counting the money. He was the agbero boy, the tax collector, the people on the Lagos street. I said, "How much? Where your receipt?" Hey, say, "I like you. You know money. Follow me. You know money. Follow me." Businessmen. There was nobody he called that was not doing anything. And they were good at it too. Do you know at some point, Peter said to him, he said, "Baba, I don't know about all that, so I left all to follow you. Can you bring me? What is my fate? I'm following you." They did not say, "Oh, Master Jesus, oh, glorious Jesus." Say, "Baba, before we enter spiritual, I want to ask you something. I don't know about others. Oh. You see that my sheep, where I live there, I know how much I they make. Oh. I know how much, as I day and now, I know how much I don't lose. Baba, what is my faith? I'm following you. I want to go all the way. And Jesus looked at him and said, in this life. I know you have problem prospecting, but Jesus said, in this life, you will have houses. In this Lagos, where they say, you cannot buy a house in Banana. He said, in this life, we will do dress rehearsal for eternity. He said, in this life, I will give you houses, I will give you families, I will give you property. He said, in the world to come, I give you my life. Anything that fights your prosperity is not of God. God is not against prosperity, he's against prosperity having you. If he gives 100 million and he said drop 50 tomorrow, you must not shake because you know it's not your money. Look at the people he called. He never, look at where he met Elisha on his farm. Look at where they called David for tending the sheep. Abraham was the heir of his father's empire when God called him. That guy said, I was not a prophet. I was a farmer. I was a herdsman. Until he called me and said, come and be my prophet. Paul was a son. He was a professor of law. And was a persecutor of even when Paul was working for Satan, he did it well. Mastery. People blaming the devil. Even the devil has been overcharged. He's in court for what he doesn't know. You talk to anybody anyhow. You can say what you like. I don't care no more. I don't say, I tell people my mind. I don't hide nothing. I'm a straightforward jacket. I tell you the way I feel it and I say it, my mind is free. I say my mind. I don't give a hoot about nobody. Where I train in the Caribbean, we'll say it the way it is. You say it the way it is. That's why your name is on the list of those we want to sack. So I can be saying it as it is. You have nobody you say yes to. You are the only one with the anointing. You don't fear anybody. Everybody is wrong. And you are right. Even God is owing you. Even God is owing you. There's one song we used to sing in those days. Holy Ghost, you hold me power. You hold me, Holy Ghost, you hold me power. You hold me. And we'll be clapping and you see people falling under anointing. You hold me power. You hold me power. You hold me power. You hold me power. That's how we shake it. You people don't know I've gone far. Until we realized that the problem was never his power. But he couldn't find us on his radar. Where is this boy? Say he has gone again. There's something they call Yahweh. He went on Yahweh. Come and say, I'm a wise master builder. As you go into the week, I prophesy. Everything that makes for mastery is delivered into your hands. Everything that helps a man become the best in what God has proposed for him to be, that thing is delivered into your hands. In the name of Jesus, are you blessed this morning? Put those hands together and bless the Lord.